Now, the Trail Talk Podcast. Anything and everything snowmobiling by UpstateSnow.com with Rich Lupia and Zachary Lupia.
And welcome to this Trail Talk Podcast, the brand new Guide to Your Ride podcast on Trail Talk Thursdays here at UpstateSnow.com. This idea was the brainchild of the great folks at the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders in Lewis County, and their president, Chris Rink, is the ringleader of the Guide to Your Ride podcast. He joins us now. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Rich and Zach. How are you guys tonight?
We're good.
We're good. We're doing great. We've seen all the snow that the Tug Hill got hammered with today.
Yes, very happy yes. with that.
Yep, absolutely. It's always an exciting time. The first the first couple big snowstorms are always fun.
Especially when you've lost a lot of snow and you go 6 to 12 and some parts got the plus. Some areas looked like they maybe got up towards a foot and a half up on the heart of the hill there.
Yeah, no, that's what we're hearing. That's what some of our guys who are out there kind of inspecting the trails and running the groomers right now, that's kind of what they're reporting back in the high market area. So that's all exciting stuff.
Yeah.
There's been some gusty winds out there. There were issues with blowdowns that a lot of other clubs, not just on the hill, but surrounding the hill, were running into over recent days. And obviously we had the gusty winds today. What are your folks seeing, your trail coordinators and your groomers, as they are getting out and inspecting things?
That was definitely, you know, with those winds we had the past couple of days with the storms, all the areas, of course, had some trees down and things like that. Fortunately enough, our system did okay. We did have a few trees we had to take care of. Some Good Samaritans, some local business owners and things like that were able to take care of those for us this week before the snow came in, because obviously it's ideal to take care of those kind of on a sled with one or two hands to help and to not have to hop out of the groomer, take care of that maybe by yourself or with somebody else. It's just once you're in the groomer, especially the first time of the year, or first couple of runs, it's much easier to keep the kind of juices flowing and the momentum going forward. If you have to stop and, you know, move some trees and push them out of the way, you're kind of asking for some trouble. So thank you to all those people that let us know via Facebook and via phone calls that there were some hazards out there. And obviously we got them taken care of. So we're in pretty good shape, Rich, on that.
That's awesome. What are you hearing from the surrounding clubs?
So what we're hearing right now is obviously, like you said, big snow today. Most of the clubs are out there doing their thing right now. I know that Lost Trail was out packing some trails in after the storm. We got some snow we got yesterday and also today. Talking to them, their trails still are not open, but they are preparing them perfectly. So hopefully they can be open this weekend. The guys to our north, so Turin, they ran three groomers out today and are hitting all of their trails on top of the hill. Those things are going to be in pretty awesome shape coming up the next couple of days. And I know that they are working in the snow on the southern ends and the lowlands, and they're going to see what kind of transpires over Thursday and Friday. Hopefully they can get some things opened up to Brandingham. I know Valley Snow Travelers has two groomers out right now, and they are double grooming tandem their seasonal roads. I think that everything from Montague kind of south on their system is going to be in really good shape by tomorrow morning, and everything is open up there. Unfortunately, I haven't heard much from anybody out, you know, west. So our Barnes Corners pal, the Snow Pals, Redfield, and Osceola, just doing a quick check on Facebook. They haven't had many updates, and I haven't been able to get in touch with anybody yet. So I think probably the best chance for safe, enjoyable, and quality riding is going to be from your Tug Hill Hideaway, Smith Road, Barrows parking areas north, and probably your Montague, Tug Hill, Hook and Ladder south and east. And then realistically, there's enough seasonal roads in there to really spin off 50, 100 miles and blow off some of the steam, and then you see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Have you heard anything from Lee Center or TC Riders to the south back in northern Oneida County?
I did hear that Lee Center was heading out this afternoon and tonight, so I expect to see some updates and hear some stuff from them by the morning. TC Riders, I have not heard from yet today. Like you said, it's tough. You know, everybody has jobs. Everybody's very, very busy just trying to manage their own volunteers, making sure that they get the trails safe, making sure they get the equipment going safely. So it's definitely a daunting task the first couple snowstorms of the year to get things kind of in motion. So sometimes Facebook and updating the public isn't always the first of concerns.
So based on the fact that this looks like the first true good riding weekend, now obviously there's been some people riding Old Forge and Brandingham. There were a few diehards that spun off a little bit on the seasonal roads when they were open, as we were in that weird phase between the end of big game season and the end of muzzleloader season, to where you could ride certain areas and not. Do you have any feel just from communications that you've been getting or from what you've been hearing through the grapevine or through business owners, as to whether there's a ton of traffic that's going to try and get up here this weekend in advance of Christmas?
Rich and Zach, that's a great question. And I think because of this is our first real good snow weekend in December, I think we're going to be a little bit busier than normal. Historically, the weekend before Christmas is a little bit slower on the hill. We typically see a push in early December when the trails open, our snow deal weekend, but it typically tapers off towards the end of December just because of the proximity of the holiday. People have family parties and last minute shopping and those types of things. But I truly believe that because this is the first good one, and it's kind of a funny year with only three weekends between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think people are going to get up there and enjoy it on Saturday and Sunday. I would definitely anticipate to be heavy traffic between those areas of, you know, West Leiden up to Montague is going to be where the best riding is and the most predictable seasonal snow coverage, low hazards. So that's where I would tell everybody to go.
From West Leiden, so if somebody wanted to ride, say, from the milk plant in West Leiden up towards Timberview and up towards Flat Rock in that area, could they get over there safely without having to go to the heart of the hill, or is it still a little thin around Seaville?
We're still thin, Seaville and West Leiden. We are going to assess those areas tomorrow. I would anticipate that we're going to get a groomer moving in our lower areas, West Leiden and Seaville, sometime by Friday, just to get a little bit of a base start to be built up and things like that. But it's definitely going to be thin. For those people trailering in, really, it's worth the extra 15 minutes to ride up to the Smith Road parking lot. It's worth it to ride up to High Market Inn, to Barris Performance, or the Tug Hill Hideaway, kind of in our area. Those are kind of the southernmost quality parking spots. That's just going to give you the best riding. I mean, there's no sense running over corn stalks and banging rocks and beating up your sleds. Take the extra 15 minutes, park in a good parking spot, support the local businesses, and get out there and enjoy it. Because then you're on the seasonal roads quick, you're off them quick. It just really is better for everybody involved.
You would figure that, as would be typical, your Saturday midday through the afternoon and evening, and same thing on Sunday, would probably be the prime time. So if you wanted to avoid max traffic, avoid those times?
Absolutely. But even, I mean, Rich, going a step further and just knowing that the time of year we're in, typically a lot of people out there either have vacation time to burn or are already going to be off for the holidays. Because of everybody knows what's going on, because everybody's watching the updates and things like, you know, your weather updates, your live streams, your podcast, I think that we're going to see some traffic tomorrow. I think we're going to see fairly heavy traffic Friday and Saturday in those areas. So, and again, we're dealing with soft snow, soft lake effect snow that hasn't had a chance to get all the air beat out of it yet. It hasn't been able to been groomed. We're not going to have a nice warm up to put any moisture content back in the snow. And I'm starting to talk a little bit of grooming science now. But it's going to be a soft snow until we get a little warm up over the weekend.
Okay. So with the fact that it'll warm up a little bit over the weekend and with the heavy traffic, there'll definitely be some bumps on some of the busier areas. But with the fact that we'll still be falling below freezing at night, you guys should be able to work some of your magic on the overnights.
Yeah, no, it really is a perfect recipe for us to build an awesome, awesome base for coming Christmas week. And you might dive into it. Based on what you're saying, is we're going to stay, you know, at or around freezing during the day and then dipping down into maybe the high teens and 20s at night, which is really a good recipe for building a base. As long as we stay away from really warm, high sun and the rain, we should be pretty good.
Thankfully, we're at the lowest sun angle time of year.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah, we are at the lowest angle. We're at the lowest time.
Yes, with the first official day of winter starting this weekend.
Yes.
And with the fact that we do not have any major weather systems in play until after Christmas, it's mainly the air temperatures more than anything else. But with low dew points, with the fact that dew points will be well below freezing and the low sun angle, it should hopefully help to preserve some of that snow.
Yeah, so how are we looking on the White Christmas, right?
Yeah, like I think up on the Tug Hill, especially with everything that they got, they'll be more than fine on the hill.
They'll keep it through Christmas, right?
Yeah, but the lower elevations down here, maybe. Outside of where there's riding right now, it's a little bit more of a question mark just because there's not, a whole lot of snow. And hopefully after Christmas, heading into between Christmas and New Year's, which we'll keep you updated on the morning blog, as I continue to see trends and things, and I'm seeing positive trends towards a colder, stormier pattern approaching New Year's and going into the beginning of January, which will hopefully lock us in. We'll open up the connections with all of the surrounding snowmobile clubs around the hill, open up the connection between Tug Hill and the Adirondacks through TRR and through Lions Falls and into Brantingham, and the connections south towards the Oneida County clubs and the Herkimer County clubs. That's what we're hoping for. It may not happen until after the Christmas holiday, but hey, at least we're playing ball this Christmas holiday, which is something that we haven't a lot of holiday seasons this past decade.
Oh, yeah, and that's definitely unbelievable, the fact that we're going to have this snow and we got it, and the quantities that we got is really going to help our higher areas. As you know, I think you and I spoke about this and Zach last time we were together, but when the area can have a good Christmas week, it really does wonders for these businesses. Sometimes a third or more of the revenue can come from a quality Christmas week. So the fact that we're looking at a white Christmas and a white Christmas week without any potential devastating rain or warm makes me happy. And I know the business owners and all the kind of players up on the hill are going to be very happy.
With fingers crossed that I don't have to deliver coal in everyone's stockings post Christmas. Thanks for the pressure, Chris.
No problems at all. So
hey, listen, we hope you've enjoyed the Guide to Your Ride podcast. This is a project that Chris Rink and I are going to be doing every Thursday on UpstateSnow.com, along with the Trail Talk podcast that we normally put on Trail Talk Tuesday. So Trail Talk Thursday is Guide to Your Ride, and we're going to provide these throughout the season and give you insight for Tug Hill and for beyond some of the best places to ride. Chris Rink, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast this evening.
Hey, thanks, guys. You have a good night, and thank you again for supporting the clubs. Thank you again for supporting the sport. And just as a reminder, everybody, please head out there and join where you ride, join multiple clubs, ridetughill.com, follow us on Facebook, and please check to see what the clubs are saying on Facebook. I would anticipate that Thursday morning and Friday morning, there's going to be a lot of new and current updated information that you're going to want to follow for this weekend. So you guys ride safe. I know you're going to hit the trails before I will. I'm definitely jealous. Have a great weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thank you so much for joining us on this first Guide to Your Ride podcast, and we'll be back next Thursday, day after Christmas, with hopefully some better news and giving you your guide to ride as you are listening from work or on your way to the trails. I'm Rich Lupia for UpstateSnow.com.
And I'm Zach.
Z-Man 291 signing off for now. Take care. God bless. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk Podcast. For more podcasts, weather information, and snowmobile information, visit UpstateSnow.com.